Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jesus was the first one to ever be born again. And he's the first one to be born, raised from the dead. Now, somebody might say, well, what about Lazarus? He wasn't raised from the dead like Jesus was. His body was raised from the dead, but remained mortal and died again. Jesus' spirit was quickened. Hallelujah. And he became the firstborn from among the dead, body changed to immortality and cannot die. Amen. And cannot be corrupted. Hallelujah. And the Bible says our body is going to be like his wonderful body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the scripture talks about blessed is he that has a part in the first resurrection. That's you and I. Because on him and her, the second death has no power. You know, you die, you can die physically, but there is a death where death and hell, the lake of fire and all that, that has no power over those who are raised from the dead in the first resurrection. That's me, that's you. And we are the church of the firstborn, Jesus being the first fruits of them raised from the dead. Well, the Bible also talks about that the Christians, the first ones to be born again in an area, they were called first fruits. The Bible said in Romans 16, he said, greet the church and salute Epaphras, who is the first fruits of Achaia. He said in 1 Corinthians 16, he said, the house of Stephanas is the first fruits of Achaia. First fruits. James said concerning those individuals, he said that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. The first Christians born again, he said, were first fruits. Now another area, the Bible said that we that have received the Holy Ghost have received the first fruits of our inheritance. What's a first fruit? Well, now this is exciting because the first fruit is just like the first mess or the first handful or the first one. What does that mean that comes later? The whole harvest. The whole rest of the harvest coming in, that's what we got to look forward to. Have you ever been blessed in God? Have you ever been blessed in being filled with the Spirit? That's just the first fruits. The greatest time you've ever had is just the first fruits of what's coming up. Whoo! That's exciting. I said, that's exciting. But then there is, in the New Testament, reference to first fruits on a material application, just like it was in the Old Testament. Now in Romans, are you there? Let's look at these places. Romans 11:16. He said, if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. Now how many understand he is giving us a principle, isn't he? This is a principle, and if you knew the Old Testament, you knew exactly what he's talking about. You were very familiar with it. But Gentiles who didn't know the Old Testament, this is foreign. Listen to the NIV. If part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. The Knox translation says, when the first loaf is consecrated, the whole batch is consecrated. Amplified, if the first handful of dough offered as first fruits is consecrated holy, so is the whole mass. And you can begin to see why the Lord would direct them to do this. He is directing them to do something that gives him access to the rest of the production of this channel. The principle is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first. What? Not second, not third. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you All the, you could say it like this, all the rest. Put him first, and all the rest is going to come. Well, then when God creates for you a new channel of income, here's a cow, never had a calf, but here she had a calf. Here's a sheep, never had a sheep, but here's the first one. Here's an area of income you never thought about getting into, but here it is. A brand new area. See, this is how God prospers us. You got to watch about just getting your eye on one thing. Well, I've been working at my job for the last 10 years, and this is my little paycheck, and this is what I get, and this is how I do. Well, no. That's not all God can do for you. God can have 50 other things going for you at the same time. That's how wealthy people become wealthy and become wealthier. They're not working 12 jobs. They just check on their investments after they have their coffee and read their paper. Are you listening now? They check on, and their money is working in this area and their investment is working over here while they sleep. Right? You just check on it. You ought to be diligent in whatever your job is. You ought to be. But hard work does not assure wealth. I said hard work does not on its own, just that by itself, and that's all you're looking to, that alone does not assure wealth. There have been people worked theirself into an early grave and died poor. You ought to be diligent at the job the Lord told you to do. Amen. Right? But that doesn't mean that you look to your job as your source. In fact, go to Ephesians, the 4th chapter. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 25. He said, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we're members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, let him work, working with his hands the thing which is good, so he can make a living. Huh? Ain't that why we work? Mixed response. Like you see, I've seen bumper stickers before. It said, I owe, so off to work I go. Boy, if you got one of them on, you better take it off before you drive out of here today. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Well, and you know, so much of the popular songs that people sing and they listen to is, I'm a working man. You know, oh, I work hard for my money. Shh, I ain't got nothing, but I'm proud. I'm a working man. I'm a working woman. Well, as you think in your heart, right? And as you believe and say out of your mouth, that's where you'll stay. I got to work hard to make a living. I got to make a living for myself and my family. I got to make a living. You are supposed to be diligent. Nobody's supposed to be lazy. Everybody is supposed to work. Everybody is supposed to work. Everybody. I'm going to say that again real slow. How many people?
Everybody.
I don't care if you got 10 million sitting in the bank. You're supposed to be working somewhere. Amen. And being a blessing to somebody, working. But you do not set yourself up as the source, as your source, as your family's source. I got to go work. I got to make a living. See, then you're looking at your job as your source. And you are the origin of the source because you're the one who produces the money through the job. Now, what did he say? He didn't say tell the man who used to be a thief, get a job so you can make a living and pay your bills. What did he say? Get a job and work. Make some money. So what? So you can have some seed. Boy, isn't this a different way of thinking than most people do?
Amen.
So you can have some seed to sow so you can have to give to him or her that needs. Oh, my, my. Then when you do that, you're not living off your job anymore. You're not living off your check anymore. You're sowing that. You're living off the harvest. Oh, glory to God. Few folk are getting this kind of slow. Is this a different way of living?
Yes.
This is a completely different way of living. And people come too late to tell me it doesn't work. I've been there. Phyllis and I grew up poor. And even after being in the ministry for a number of years, just poor, just broke. And we got a hold of this. And we began to get a vision. We saw, you know, we got to get our priorities right. We got to be more interested in sowing than we are making payments and just doing our stuff. So I've told you, you've heard us talk about it. We had a car that we got. We sold that. We sold some other stuff. We got rid of some payments. We didn't go out and eat as much. We began to put money that we could put together into sowing. And we became partners with this one and partners with that one. And we sowed and we sowed. And over the years, we just got more and more blessed until the last job I worked where I got a salary, I was working for a ministry. I put more into that ministry that year than they paid me. Total. Of my whole salary, I put more in. How do you do that? I said, how can you do that? I mean, we lived at a level. We had house. We had cars and stuff. And people sometimes ask me, they said, how much do they pay you over there? I said, not this much. Well, how do you do it? Actually, people that didn't know us one time, we pulled up in a new car. And it was actually a person behind the counter at a convenience store, and they said, whoa, look at that. They said, another person said, well, I wonder where he got that. And they said, I bet he sells drugs. They sell drugs. I said, I don't sell drugs. But see, people have to try to work it out in their minds. They don't believe in the supernatural. They don't believe in God providing for you. But what was happening, it was coming from over here, and it was coming from over here, and from here. Unexpected channels. And it was coming in on such a consistent basis that we're living at a much higher standard than you'd think we could by looking at our salaries. But our job was not our source. That didn't happen in a month or two, but over a period of time, it happened.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled First Fruits, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102H. That's R1102H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.